USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump gears up for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, as his team of A-list lawyers prepare his defense for the Senate impeachment trial in Washington set to get underway Tuesday. Before leaving, the president tweeting, "Crying Chuck Schumer is now asking for fairness when he and the Democratic House members worked together to make sure I got zero fairness in the House." So, what else is new? In USA News for Your Health, international airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ahead of the impeachment trial starting in the Senate, Democrats running for president in 2020 busy campaigning on MLK Day. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who's still the front runner despite all sorts of issues surrounding his son Hunter's business dealings with China and Ukraine, campaigning in South Carolina. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are spending their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday by campaigning in South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump has undone the progress that was made during the Obama administration.
We have a president who embraces white supremacists, who rips families apart at the border. We have to defeat him, but we have no alternative. None.
According to the DHS, the Obama administration also separated illegal alien families at the U.S.-Mexico border on a case-by-case basis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
Americans observing MLK Day with special ceremonies and parades across the country in honor of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
He did a lot for African Americans, so I'm here to support him. We have our freedom and stuff.
Oh, it means a lot. It means that we get a chance to show how we came up in the life of Martin Luther King. He stands for our freedom. He stands for a better life for us. And for everybody, not only the black, the white, everybody.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Dr. King's niece, Alveda King, remembers one of the civil rights icon's favorite quotes.
I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. So I really believe he would ask us to communicate without hatred, without fear, without rancor.
While Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983 after the signing of legislation by President Ronald Reagan, the movement to honor Dr. King's birthday had actually begun 15 years earlier, just days after his assassination in 1968. The first federal MLK holiday took effect on January 20th, 1986, though several states were still resistant to the idea. Some said King did not deserve his own holiday. Several southern states chose to include celebrations for various Confederate generals on that day as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.